You're listening to New Technia. AI designed 391 plant immune systems. Only 71 worked, and that is still a breakthrough. Researchers used AI and directed evolution to build programmable plant immune receptors against viruses, bacteria, fungi, and other pathogens. 71 of 391 initial designs worked as intended, and an improved receptor protected experimental plants, but field performance remains unknown. Plant breeders usually search nature for genes that can recognize a disease. Researchers in China have now tested a faster idea: design a new immune sensor for the pathogen they want to stop, then improve it inside a living plant. The 30-second summary. What happened? A team created 391 synthetic plant immune receptors aimed at proteins from viruses, bacteria, fungi, and oomycetes. 71 recognized their targets and activated a defense response. Why does it matter? The platform could shorten the search for resistance genes when a new crop disease appears. What is the catch? Most first-round designs failed or behaved badly, and the successful virus test used genetically modified experimental plants rather than crops in farmers' fields. Key number. 71 of 391 initial designs worked as intended, an 18.2% success rate that shows both the promise and the current limits of AI-guided biology. Why crop immunity needs a faster route? Plants do not have mobile immune cells like humans, but their cells carry receptors that detect molecules produced by attackers. Breeders can move useful resistance genes into crops, yet this process depends on finding the right gene in nature. Pathogens also evolve, sometimes overcoming protection that took years to develop. The study, published in Science on July 23, 2026, explores a more programmable approach. Instead of waiting for a suitable receptor to be discovered, the team tried to build one around a chosen pathogen protein. How the synthetic receptors were built. The researchers started with a class of plant immune sensors called nucleotide-binding leucine-rich repeat receptors, or NLRs. Some NLRs contain a small interchangeable region that acts like a bait. When a pathogen interacts with it, the receptor can trigger the plant's defense response. Using AlphaFold 3 and BindCraft, the team designed new proteins intended to bind specific pathogen targets. Those binding modules were inserted into a rice immune receptor called PIKM1. The resulting constructs were described as synthetic plant immune receptors, or SPIRs. The targets came from a broad range of plant enemies, including viruses, bacteria, fungi, and oomycetes. Of 391 designs, 71 recognized the intended target and activated immunity. That is not a high hit rate in everyday terms, but biological engineering rarely starts with certainty. A platform that produces dozens of functional candidates can still save substantial time. AI was only the first filter. The result is also a useful correction to the idea that AI can simply print a working biological machine. Many designs were inactive. Others were autoactive, meaning they switched immunity on without the pathogen. Constant immune activation can stunt a plant and reduce yield. To improve weak candidates, the researchers used directed evolution inside plant cells. Their method, called Gemini virus replicon assisted in planta directed evolution, generated variations and selected better performers. It strengthened immune activity while reducing unwanted self-activation. An optimized receptor was then placed into Nicotiana benthamiana, a plant widely used in laboratory research. The modified plants resisted tomato brown rugose fruit virus, an important pathogen of tomato and pepper crops. What this could change? The researchers say new receptor candidates can be generated within weeks. If that pace survives crop development and regulation, breeders could respond more quickly to emerging disease strains instead of beginning a long search through natural diversity. The approach could also broaden protection beyond one familiar virus. Because designers choose the protein target, the same workflow could in principle be adapted to many pathogens. It is best understood as a candidate generator, however, not an instant vaccine for plants. Before we overstate the result, only 18.2% of the initial receptors performed as intended, while many were inactive or switched on at the wrong time. The strongest protection result came from a laboratory model plant, not from tomato, rice, or another commercial crop in open fields. Researchers have not yet shown durable protection across seasons or against pathogens that evolve around the engineered receptor. Yield effects, ecological consequences, manufacturing cost, and regulatory approval remain unresolved. What happens next? The most important tests will move the receptors into real crops and expose them to varied field conditions. Scientists will need to measure not only disease resistance, but also growth, yield, and weather protection remains effective as the pathogen changes. The 320 unsuccessful first designs are not a footnote. They reveal why human testing and biological evolution remain essential. The breakthrough is not that AI solved plant disease alone, it is that computation, synthetic biology, and evolution can now work as a pipeline for building immunity that nature did not hand us ready-made. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.